Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What would you do if you grew up in church and all you knew was to build your life on God's word? And all of a sudden, while still a teenager, your family, as you know it, falls apart. Your parents get a divorce. And you discover things you never wanted to know. That's the story of our featured guest today. It's a remarkable story of pain, hope, and redemption. Yes, redemption in ways so big you could have never imagined. We pause here at the beginning of the show just to remind you, hey, speaking of redemption, that's why we're here. The Good Life Hawaii radio program is to lead you to Jesus Christ, who is the source, the one who is able to redeem any life. And because we're people who live our lives, he's able to turn situations, because we're changing by the power of Christ, into redemptive experiences unlike anything we could have ever imagined. There's always hope in Christ, no matter what you're going through right now. He who died on the cross for your sins, who shed his blood on that cross, he who was buried and rose again on the third day, well, Jesus Christ is calling you to himself this very day. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, this can be that moment for you. And if you are already walking with the Lord, but perhaps hitting some roadblocks along the way of life, we believe that this program is set up divinely appointed by God to build you up, to encourage you, to inspire you just where you need it most. Matt Bolusan is a graduate of Kapolei High School. He was a member of the Business Academy. He won the state championship in the Hawaii State Business Plan Written Competition. He was president of the Interact Club, sponsored by the Rotary Club. He received his bachelor's degree in business, in management and finance, a double major, from the University of Hawaii. And while there, he was president of the Rotaract Club and the Kappa Sigma Fraternity. Currently, he's a campus minister at Grace Bible Church Pearlside, preparing to take on the role as youth pastor. Matt, welcome to our show.
Hello, Hawaii. Thank you, Dr. Danny Yamashiro, for having me on the program.
It's a privilege to have you.
Yes, it's definitely a privilege to have you. Yeah, you know, Matt, what happened in you and to you when your family blew up? Something happened to you when your parents actually went to their divorce and it affected your life. Tell us about that.
Right. I was absolutely crushed. I was devastated. As Dr. Yamashiro mentioned, I was completely trained to believe in the Word of God. All of my values, my opinions, my beliefs, all of that was based on what the Bible said. But I realized it was very hard to believe those things when the people who taught you those things become the ultimate contradiction to that. And at the age of 14, I found myself without a standard to believe in. I didn't know where to base my values anymore. And what I told myself was that because God's word wouldn't be right for me, I would decide what would be right on my own. And because I couldn't trust in my parents, and because I felt like I couldn't trust in God, I would be strong enough to hold myself up. And that's really the lifestyle that I was trying to live up to. I was trying to build myself into someone who would be strong enough, capable enough, smart enough to deliver on the promise of life and purpose for myself instead of finding that in God.
See, this here is, this is the issue with many people.
That's right.
The hypocrisy, right, in the church. So there you are giving a not only a candid look, but a personal look, not only into your own life, but hey, we're speaking about the plethora of experiences that people have and the justification when they say, you know what? There it is. Right. It's all a bunch of hypocrites. Yes. They are hypocrites.
Right. Right.
You know what? It sounds good for a while, but when it really comes to the heart of the matter, people are flawed.
Yes, that's right.
And
that's right.
This Christian life doesn't really amount to anything. Mm. Would you say, Coach, that even in your ministry, there are people, Matt, people you work with, many young people,
mm-hmm.
who are feeling this very same way. Some have grown up, have been adults for years. Some have become atheists,
right?
Because of the disillusionment that takes place in this kind of situation. So you're reinventing yourself. What happened?
What I told myself was that if I'm able to live up to the world standard of success, that being getting good grades in school, being one of the cool kids, having a lot of friends, eventually getting a nice house with a nice car and a great career, that would be success. And that's exactly what I began to chase. So from my freshman year of high school all the way through my sophomore year of college, everything I was doing to try to achieve this sense of purpose, try to achieve this sense of strength that I could get in myself and of my own efforts rather than finding it in God.
Yeah, so it was based out of a real frustration, maybe a hurt that's in your heart, that you kind of determined that you're going to make it, you're going to prove to people around around you, your family, that you can make it on your own.
Right, that I didn't need my parents and that I didn't need God.
Did you feel alone at that time, virtually having your foundations pulled out from under you? Everything you thought was true,
yes.
Everything you believed and lived by, what was told to you, was taken out with your parents' divorce. Was there loneliness?
You know, it's funny you ask that, Dr. Yamashiro, because I was constantly surrounded by people. I was surrounded by people who followed me because of clubs. I was surrounded by teachers who lauded my accomplishments in school, surrounded by friends. And in the midst of the crowd, I was the loneliest person you could have met. All the things, all the accolades, all the attention, it really wasn't satisfying anything inside me.
So this happened when you were how old?
From the age of 14 to about the age of 20.
Okay, wow, we're talking some... This is a long, long time and very formidable years of life.
Yes.
You know, in the midst of all of that, you had an anger and an unforgiveness heart toward your dad,
right,
which was fueling you kind of like to go in this direction.
Right.
But it was emptiness inside your heart.
Describe that. You know, I mean you probably have to take us back. You know, what happened? What did you learn that you never wanted to know that began to fuel this reservoir of anger and hurt and hate or disgust or whatever you felt?
Well, we'd have to go back to pre-divorce. Mm-hmm. So my father was basically our pastor's right-hand man at the old church. And he was in ministry. He was speaking on Sundays. But while this was happening, and this became the cause of the divorce, my father, who was my hero, my role model, he was having multiple affairs. And he was cheating on my mom. And when this came out, it felt like that was the hammer that broke my world. And I could no longer look at him as the same hero that I thought he was. So instead of being a hero, he became the ultimate villain. And my life efforts were in some ways to defeat him, to prove him wrong, to show him what he left when he decided to leave our family, decided to betray us, essentially. And I held on to that rage. That rage became a fuel for my ambition, my passion, my desire to be successful so that I could one day look back at my father and say, the entire time I never needed you. I did this without you in my life.
Did you ever express that to him, Matt? Because a lot of times, you know, when we're disappointed or disillusioned by someone we look up to and we we kind of put up on a pedestal, and sometimes that anger inside of us, we kind of bottle it up inside, but at some point we express it. Did you ever express it to your dad?
Never explicitly, but there'd always be moments where he'd want to spend time with my sister and I. And I made it clear while he was there that I didn't want him there. And in moments where we were celebrating things in life, you know, I'd kind of just turn the cold shoulder to him.
This is more profound than we probably realize.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when you talk about a hammer shattering a young teen's world, that's probably a good reason why we have such a fragmented society today.
Right.
Going back, not to oversimplify things, or to be oversimplistic, but going back to relationships with children and fathers.
Yes.
Right.
There's probably very few people who honestly would say my relationship with my dad was completely unscathed. Mm. It was perfect. In fact, probably no one, right? Because we're imperfect people living in this world.
That's right.
But your candidness allows us to go there and allows people to relate. And the severity of which you describe your pain, would it leak out sometimes in these 6 years when it all came about? With other people? Did it affect your relationships with others?
Definitely. The primary way it leaked out was in my relationships with other male authority figures, where I really just couldn't build a deeper relationship with any older male that was in a leadership position above me. I'd have strife with club advisors. I'd have a hard time building a relationship with older men who were part of the fraternity or things like that. Just because of the trust issue.
So if we were an older person trying to work with you, looking at you, seeing tremendous potential, articulate,
that's right,
sharp, you got a great math mind, we would know at some point there's an edge to Matt. We might not know why, but it would leak.
You would see it.
We would see it. See, this, we got to delve into some of the depths of this. Because when you talk about authority,
yes,
and the struggle with authority, it goes back to that. Now, we don't only want to harp onto this right. one singular point, but it's definitely something that has hindered many people's lives. Well, let me just put myself there. In issues with authority that I may have experienced right. problematic, that had to be dealt with in me being able to walk in a greater level of potential.
That's right.
I believe the same thing with you, Coach. Would
yes.
you say?
I mean, yeah. I mean, realizing that everything is based on trust. And when we go through a difficult time with someone who disappointed us and we kind of pull back, or we kind of walk through life, but there's always a hesitancy. And
right.
and sometimes, like for my experience, Danny, is that you're kind of moving forward, but you short-circuit yourself. Kind of like you shoot yourself in the foot. You know, you just because of this thing that's going on inside of you. And Matt, you probably experienced that, you know, going through that.
Right. It became an issue or a dynamic where instead of seeing people around me as allies or teammates, everyone became competition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to beat everyone, to be the best.
Mm. You know, This is a very important point because you said shoot yourself in the foot, right?
Right.
You basically sabotage your own self.
Yeah.
You ever wonder, why can't I never get past this point?
Right.
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 Ask yourself that question. How come I always get stuck over here?
Yeah.
I can never get beyond this. Sometimes we don't even know.
That's right.
That
right.
it's an authority issue. Sometimes we grow into our older years in life and we don't realize that. And it comes back to some very simple things. Well, lessons, Matt, that you have learned, lessons that you can share with us as a vibrant man of God, speaking out of pain. And we're going to take a quick break right now. But as you're listening to our dialogue and you feel like, hey, I always, that's right. I always find myself sabotaging what I'm trying to do. I make progress and then I can never get past the point. A certain level I can't get beyond. Well, we're here by the grace of God to help you get beyond that. There's certain things that the Lord is wanting to reveal in your life, in your heart, that's going to take you to another level. But it's things that need to be dealt with. And God will help you as He's helped Matt and us. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at the goodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, so you're a type A personality. You're a goal setter, very driven. And it's not only that, but you're fueled by almost like fueled by fury, because right. It enraged you when your father left the family. Okay, so this is the situation. Imagine you're able to accomplish all your goals right. At a very young age, and even though you accomplish that, it's like you're lining up your accomplishments, your trophies. If you're a martial artist, you got you become a black belt. You have all the colors of belts and all your rewards. And you get back in your room, your own room, and you're by yourself, and you realize it's not enough. Something's missing. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Alfredo Canencia, and our featured guest today, Matt Bolusan. To find out more about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can download this program as a free podcast if you're tuning in right now. That and many other resources there at thegoodlifehawaii.com. But here's more.
You know, Matt, after all what you experience in life, and what caused you to ultimately turn to God?
When it began to happen, I was so far away from God that I never thought I'd be able to go back. But he began to call me out of the goodness of his mercy and his grace. And two things began to happen in my life that ultimately led me to the same place. The first was I realized the magnitude of the emptiness in my own heart. As Dr. Yamashiro alluded to, I had achieved everything I wanted to do. I had straight A's in college. I was leading different campus organizations. I was building my resume, making professional contacts in the community. So that side of things was taken care of. On the other side, I was still going out partying, still having what I thought was fun. And we celebrated the end of the semester with a party at a friend's house. So I was surrounded by people. And on the walk home, and especially as I got home into my room at night, I just had this uneasy feeling inside me. And as I lay in bed, I tossed and I turned for hours with one phrase echoing over and over again. This is empty. It's so empty. I feel so empty. And I couldn't understand why that was the case because, like you said, Dr. Yamashiro, I accomplished everything that I wanted to. The second thing that was happening happened with my family. One day, my father came over to our apartment in Upper Makakila where we were staying at the time. And I remember clearly not wanting him there because I wanted to take a nap. But my distrust of him was so great that I couldn't sleep with him in the house. So I was upset the entire time, barely wanted to talk to him, and eventually he left. So I thought to myself, all right, he got the message. I can finally go to sleep. Then he came back, and I was more upset than before. But he sat down on the couch across from me, and he looked at me and said, there's something that I just need to tell you. And he told me, I've been diagnosed with cancer, and it's terminal. And eventually what came out was that he was going to let it run its course, and he would just pass away and give up. And when this came out, again, I was crushed. Because I had held on to this bitterness for so long, thinking that it would be the fuel I needed to get to the top of the mountain. But as soon as I was faced with the prospect of losing my father, I realized how much I still loved him and how much I still wanted a relationship with him. But in spite of that truth, at that point, there was nothing I could do to save him. So I reached a point where my own success, my own best efforts were not good enough to satisfy me. I reached the point where my best thoughts and intentions with my relationship with my dad could never save him. And when I reached the end of myself, that's when I realized that I needed to turn my life back over to Jesus Christ.
Well, actually, God was setting you up because you had no clue that your dad was going to share that with you.
Nope,
and
no, no idea.
Had anger and you just wanted to get out of the house. But God was preparing you. But you just finished college, and this transitional moment, the Lord began to intervene. He allowed things to happen because he wants to restore you and your dad
right
back together.
Man. So what happened? You're coming to the end
right
of yourself.
Yeah. Right.
And what you think you're able to do. You're basically your plan, whether it's a plan of vengeance, mm-hmm. Equalizing things. And then the rug of life gets pulled out from under you again.
Right.
Now, did you feel love for your dad?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
So deep down inside,
there was
still a love for him.
Right.
He's your dad.
Right.
With all his flaws that are out there, you still loved him.
Right.
See, this...
That's right.
Coach, I think, is the quagmire
that's
that
right.
many find themselves. The father figure,
yes,
does things, perhaps selfishly,
right,
and on, maybe the epitome of hypocrisy, and yet the child cannot walk away from love in deep in their heart because dad is dad,
right.
And so there you are. How did you process these things?
Well, this was the benefit of being around Pastor Coach Canencia because he didn't allow me to go through this alone. He made sure that I connected with other young men at the University of Hawaii who were enjoying their lives, but walking before a relationship with God and honoring God in everything that they were doing. And really, me joining this group was I think the catalyst to me rededicating and recommitting my life to God.
So while all this is going on, you're beginning to connect with other college students,
right,
who are seeking the Lord, wanting to follow Christ.
Right.
Okay, so you connected with them.
Right.
Okay. So you got to explain, I know the backstory of something that happened that was just,
right,
it's like a movie kind of, a movie, yeah, moment.
It was an amazing moment because I met Matt actually at the Kunia Starbucks, and I've, that's seen, right, him, you know, selling phones, and I watched him, you know, from afar, and I realized this kid is special, and I can see a leadership, mm-hmm, gift in him. And at the time, I was mentoring, I was discipling Greg.
So this is when he was going through the cancer?
Yeah, right at that moment, because they were still divorced. And I remember at church one day, I saw Matt up at the stairway, and I was turned to Greg. I said, "Greg, you have to come with me. We have to meet this young man. He's a sharp guy. I really believe he's a leader." So Greg just follows me along, you know, to the stairway. And when he looks up, he said, "Coach, that's my son," which I had no clue that they were connected. And it was like, that's God, right, was already putting something together there, because I remember Greg's heart just really softened there. Now, at the time, Danny, you have to understand, there was still no connection at that time.
Right.
Yeah.
So there was heavy tension.
Heavy, right, tension.
Between you.
Yeah. So it wasn't pleasant. We actually kind of talked. I could feel it. You could cut it with a knife. Mm. There was some tension there.
There's beauty in this.
Yes.
Right. There is.
And there is even greater beauty. I mean, so if you're tuning in right now, you got to stay for the whole program. And if you got to cut out in whatever way, I think this is one of those garage moments, you know, your car is still running and you're still listening.
Right.
But if you got to cut out, you need to go to the website and listen to the whole program to see how things unfold. But it goes from bad to worse.
Right.
And then that is cancer. You, Pastor Coach is ministering to him. He knows you. You're connected with a youth group that's connected to the church. He makes an introduction, tries to make an introduction, but that's my son.
That's right.
Okay. Things have resulted over the course of time.
Yeah. Right.
What I want to talk about when we come back from our break is the process of reconciliation.
Yes.
But this is a double blessing, triple blessing, quadruple blessing, because there's reconciliation between Matt and Dad, Greg.
Right.
But then there's reconciliation through the process of cancer and God's miraculous healing.
That's right.
Reconciliation between husband and wife that were ex-husband and wife. Something happened there too. You gotta stay with us. We'll, yes, be back with much more.
Wow.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found. It won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
It happens. A child's greatest fear, probably next to the death of a parent, is somewhere very close to their parents getting a divorce. And in the process of that happening, a child's, whether it's a spoken or unspoken dream that wells up within their heart, is the dream of maybe, Lord, please bring daddy and mommy back together.
Yes.
But the reality of it is, you know, that's a dream. The reality of it is that it very seldom, rarely ever happens. And then children just live on the rest of their life in this reality that has taken place that they never wanted. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro here with you. I'm so glad you're with us. I'm here with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. And our featured guest today is Matt Bolosan. You're in for a real treat if you're tuning in right now, because Matt is bearing it all. I mean, he's not afraid or ashamed to open up. And somehow, in some magnanimous way, because of his generosity, generous spirit, I believe there's a tremendous amount of hope and healing that's being transferred by the grace of God through the radio, through the internet, and wherever you're listening to our show across the country, even around the world, to bring you hope in whatever situation you're facing right now. Find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
You know, Matt, I remember sitting with you at Starbucks, and we know that your dad was going through that health challenge, you know,
right,
battling with cancer. I remember asking you the question, you know, do you think that your mom and dad could ever get back together?
And I said no.
I know.
I said no way.
You were very adamant in that. Yeah.
Why were you so adamant?
I didn't want it. I became comfortable in the brokenness. And like I said, that anger, that bitterness, it was my strength. It was my fuel. And I felt like if they got back together, not only would I lose some of the liberty that I had gained in the lack of an authority figure, but I would lose that driving desire to prove them both wrong.
So you actually loved your dad.
Right.
But you didn't want them to get back together.
Yeah.
What was there... any part where you actually didn't want to forgive him because it would have been something to the effect of making you impotent in the sense of not having that same drive, passion, and power that brought you to the heights that you were at?
Yeah, I think that hits the nail on the head.
Because the reason I mention that is because That's why we don't forgive. Because
yeah,
we want to hold the leverage over the person.
Right, that's right.
Well, at least we think we have it. They probably just move on with their life. It doesn't really affect them unless they come into contact with us.
Right.
And then we give them the severe, cold, you know, response. And
right.
We're letting them know. Because we've been hurt. Mm. We've been broken by
that's
it.
That's right.
But it does fuel us. So, I mean, it's not to say that that doesn't happen, but... it does take away from us too,
right,
in that process. So take us from there on this dad is suffering from cancer. Coach asks you the question. Right. You don't even want it. But what happened in this whole unfolding of the story?
I rediscovered God's grace when I reached the end of myself. And that's when I began to recommit my life to God. And I began to rebuild my relationship with God, realizing that through all the pain and through all my trials and my rebellion, God loved me the same way, and he had never left me, and he had never abandoned me. And as I grew closer to God, and as I allowed God to slowly make my heart into more of the image of his son, I realized that God's heart is for restoration. And how could I be like a God whose main purpose for coming to this earth was restoration without wanting restoration myself? And God allowed me to see that his heart was for my parents' marriage to be mended and my relationship with my father to be mended, and that became my heart as well.
Wow.
Sometimes we find it so hard, Matt, But until we come to the end of ourselves, that's we don't realize we need a strength that we do not have on our own. Right. We can't conjure it up. It doesn't exist.
Right. Yeah.
All that is there is hate, disgust, and we need a supernatural infusion from God Himself to give us a love that is supernatural.
Right.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Right.
And you came to that point. What did it feel like? What did it do to your thoughts, your thinking, man? You're a sharp, you know, person. I mean, to be experiencing this change of heart. How did you process the change?
It was a long process, but I realized that God loved me in spite of all my flaws, in spite of my rebellion towards Him, where I essentially turned to God and looked at Him in the face and said, I can do a better job than you running my own life. And in spite of me doing that, God loved me anyway. And when I witnessed that love for myself, I realized that that love was all I ever needed, and that I didn't need to accomplish everything on my checklist, although God didn't take those things out of the picture. But the completeness that I was always searching for was found in the love of Jesus Christ.
I think at that time, Matt, you begin to see your dad differently.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You begin to see him from a different vantage point because of what you were experiencing in Christ.
Right. God loved me in spite of my imperfections, and encountering His love empowered me to love my father and my mother in spite of their imperfections.
So the hope is in Christ.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
What you're saying is you took your eyes off of Dad.
Right.
And what Dad did or choices he's made.
Right.
And you began to look to Christ and really build your relationship or allow Christ in, allow Christ to move in your life as you responded to Him. That's a very profound message for us today. Because, you know, Matt, I'm one that sometimes I'm dull. I don't catch things right away, and I harbor things, and I when in actuality, I get disappointed by people because I'm expecting them to be perfect.
Yeah. Right.
And I need to look to Christ.
Yes, that's
gonna,
right.
People are gonna let me down.
Exactly.
People are gonna let you down.
Yes.
Parents are going to let you down.
Right.
Grandma's going to let you down. But Christ will be there.
Yes.
And Christ did a marvelous working in your heart. As that took place, what happened with Dad? Well, what happened with the cancer?
Cancer's gone. Because I was able to love my father again because of God's empowering grace, I prayed for him. And I prayed for God to heal that cancer because I knew who God was. Remember, I grew up in church and I knew that God could heal him. So I spent hours and hours on my knees praying for my father to be healed. And God is a good God and He still answers those prayers. And He healed my dad of cancer, not once, but twice. Yeah.
Twice.
Twice.
What about Dad and Mom? What about their relationship?
My parents are remarried today. They've been remarried for 2 years now after 7 years of divorce. And again, it's only by the grace of God that something like that could ever happen.
I mean, your mom has a very powerful story of forgiveness.
Unreal.
And they've shared it on
That's
our
right.
our show. And you want to go and get, if you're listening, and you're up to this point, you want to hear, this is almost like another part of the whole life story. Of the Bolusans. So Dad and Mom got back together, and now you're trained in business.
Right.
But now you're going into ministry. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, how did that happen? How did God call you into ministry? And what have you seen in the 2 years of marriage? And Coach, I'm sure you could chime in on this too, with your parents.
Okay.
And what their relationship has been like, how it's impacted you. you know what I really want to know? What's your relationship with your dad like now?
That's right.
And then what about authority? Yeah, that when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
This is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
If you've been hurt in the past, if a parent or a parent's divorce, or if a parent has done something to you that has you've dragged along a weight all your life, and you don't seem to be able to get beyond a certain point. If you've experienced any kind of hurt in this way, you've got to hear this program. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Alfredo Canencia. Our featured guest today is Matt Bolosan. He experienced, in a way, I feel like he's experienced it all as a teen. His parents get divorced. His dad has betrayed his mom multiple times. And he grows up feeling like, you know what, I got to do it on my own. And to make everything worse is that it was all laid out on a bed of spirituality and Christian and biblical foundations. And he's dealing with the hypocrisy of it all. But through that, and that's the thing, through that, it didn't end there. There's been reconciliation, healing. His parents get remarried after 7 years.
Awesome. Yeah.
In fact, you want to invest, maybe give yourself some time, okay? Yeah. Because you want to get Greg and Leah Bolosan's story at thegoodlifehawaii.com. That's Matt's parents.
Yes.
And when you hear the story of forgiveness there, God will touch you, we believe, in a supernatural way.
Yes.
It was so moving, wasn't it, when we did that show? Well, welcome back to our show, thegoodlifehawaii.com. That's where you go, Coach.
Take
it from there.
You know, this is so funny. As you were talking, Danny, I felt the Lord remind me about a time when we had a prayer meeting, and I saw Matt and his dad praying for each other.
Ooh. Yeah, the specific prayer point was to pray for the reconciliation of broken families.
Yeah.
And in that moment, God was already beginning to restore our relationship. Yeah. And my dad saw me with another group. He didn't want to bother me, but I looked up and I saw him. And I couldn't help but walk over to him and begin to pray with him for God to do the same thing in other people's lives that he did for us.
It was a God moment. I remember I just wept and I saw them, you know, hugging each other and praying for each other. I really believe that's what God's heart is, to restore relationships, especially between father and sons.
Deep down inside, somewhere in us, where there is strained relationships,
yeah,
there is a desire however faint it might be. Some of you might even say, well, not for me, Danny. It's gone for me. to reconcile. That's why we cry.
Yes.
That's why we cry, because we can relate with that very thing.
Exactly.
A mended relationship, a relationship that has been kissed and hugged and embraced by the Lord God Himself. Deep in our hearts is what we want, because we want to reconcile with God too.
Right.
Isn't that so? Okay, authority. You talked about how it really dinged up your authority issues in life. Right. How did that change?
Because I found my identity in Christ, I was no longer after protecting myself, thinking that I had to have a fortress around myself at all times, where I'd have to guard myself against every perceived threat on the radar. And that allowed me, because of God's love, to open up and embrace the relationships with the authority figures around me.
Because starting with what was happening with Dad.
Right. Right. It started there.
Now, did it take time?
It took time, but it wasn't so much time where it seemed like it's all about me reconfiguring my heart on my own. It's about me changing my own mindset. It happened at a pace where I knew it was God doing it.
Mm. You know, I feel like I've experienced some of this too. There's times when I've been lagging in life. Mm. I feel like maybe the Lord has put me on a shelf. I don't know why I am where I am,
right,
because I thought I was going to be somewhere else. In my mind, I thought I would have accelerated a lot further.
Right.
And in the drudgery of that situation, every once in a while I'd get a glimpse of the reality that God is able to accelerate. And I've experienced that when we come in line with God's will,
that's right,
and in line with God's timing, and in line with God's resources,
yeah,
he can elevate, he can accelerate progress in ways that we could have never thought could be done.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like when I began to see your dad align himself with God, his relationship with the Lord and with your mom, I just saw the trickle-down effect, how it impacted you and your sister. And, you know, where I thought the dad was answering his call, that was giving Matt an opportunity to answer his call, God's call on your life.
So what is that call?
God's given me this burning passion to reach the next generation. Like you said, Dr. Yamashiro, I really did face it all. The things that high school students and middle school students and college students are going through today. Feelings of abandonment, feelings of this pressure and this urge to succeed. And I feel like God allowed me to go through those things so he could show me what people are facing today. And I realized that by pointing them to Jesus Christ, by pointing them to the ultimate answer of answers, we can also point them away from all of that brokenness. And that's what, by the grace of God, I've been able to dedicate my life to doing.
And I can see that happening.
Yeah, that's right.
Because of the experiences you've had.
Yes.
Sometimes we can equate many of life experiences with brokenness, pain, right?
Right.
Life, we have that in life. With that, your openness in sharing, we can maybe just call it transparency, I think that's going to connect. You know, we can be stiff and I've got it all together, and I'm going to unfold the lessons of life to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe kids, maybe we were always like that, Coach. Even when we were young, we wouldn't have responded to somebody who came at us that way or tried to communicate with us that way.
Yeah.
But you're primed to connect with many young people, the next generation. What message do you feel the Lord would have? In fact, right now we've got some mothers or fathers have picked up their kids from school and they're riding in the car right now, and they're probably, as I'm saying that, they're snickering at each other saying, that's what we're doing, we're riding in the car right now. But what would you say, number one, to a young person? That's your heart, right?
Right.
What would you say to them in the midst of the challenges that they face? That mom or dad who's driving may not even realize the depths of what they're going through. You talk about abandonment, loneliness, those kind of... What would you say to them?
Right. Mom and dad might not realize what you're going through, but God does. God sees everything you're going through. He sees every struggle, every single challenge, every time someone picked on you at school, every time you've looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I don't like the way I look, I don't like the way I am inside. God has seen all of that. And in spite of seeing all of our flaws and imperfections, God still looks at you and says, I love you. I still want you as a part of my family. I still want you to receive the gift of grace through my son and get to know me in an individual, personal relationship. And because of that love, man, when you realize that the God of this universe, who spoke everything into existence, loves you unconditionally, that's when you get this confidence, this fearlessness to tackle every challenge life is ever going to put in front of you, because you know you're fully loved by God's grace through his son.
Matt, I want to go further.
Yes.
You know, the folds of the human heart are multiple.
Right.
And there are many layers. Well, we could say the very same thing for a teen. Coach, we're parents of,
yeah.
We know what that's like. And sometimes we experience that. We don't know if we're reaching our children.
Yes.
They tell us what we want to hear because they know what we want to hear.
That happens a lot.
But we're not reaching. We can't be so bold and say, oh, I know everything about my child.
Right.
No. They don't say a lot. They keep a lot in. But here's the thing, Matt. I want you to speak to someone in the loneliness, in the abandonment, maybe bullied.
Right.
Maybe the bully. But the bully is lonely too because he's so
exactly.
he or she is so full of insecurities,
yes,
that they have to put this strength up. So it could be both sides, but here's the thing. And we don't like to really talk about it too much, but I feel maybe this is a moment.
Right.
A young person right now is thinking, my life is not worth much of anything. People wouldn't really care if I wasn't here. Maybe mom or dad will know that they did love me because I never really felt it if I wasn't here. Maybe that could be my last way of showing them that they needed to show me their love. Mm. They might be saying, it doesn't matter that I'm here. Mm. And they might be thinking some very dark thoughts. Yeah. What would you say in that respect, Matt?
I would tell that person that you are loved more than you could ever imagine. The Bible says this in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God demonstrated his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, while we were still running away from God, while we were still hating ourselves, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He died to restore that relationship. And really what that says to the person in that situation is that God thinks you're worth dying for. He loves you that much. So instead of looking at your flaws, looking at your imperfections, look at how much you were loved. And look how much God wanted to be in a relationship with you. And that love, that trust, that affection you've always been searching for, that's in Jesus Christ. And he wants to show you that today, but it starts with turning your life over to him in a personal relationship.
Okay, Matt. And thank you. Thank you. What word would you say to a dear mom or dad in a situation like this, where maybe there are times when there's tensions in the family.
Right.
Maybe there's need for forgiveness. Mm. Maybe there's been betrayal.
Right.
Those things happen. What would you say to a parent in a situation like that?
Right, I realize there might be a lot of parents out there who are going through these difficult situations and you just don't know how to proceed any further. You just don't know what to do. My call would be to look at the cross of Christ. When people need to be loved, there's no better place to look to as an example than this love that persevered through everything, that sought us from heaven all the way to earth. And when we begin to realize how much Jesus loved us and the way that he loved us, self-sacrificially, waiting patiently, that's when we can really be able to love like Jesus. and past the techniques, past the talks that you have with your children, past those moments, the real thing that needs to happen is that our love is transformed to the image of the love of God, where every single second our motive is for the best of those around us, where we love our neighbor as ourselves, like Jesus told us to.
You know, I think sometimes young people are performing to try to get the parents to approve of their love or receive that. And I like to encourage people to focus on the Lord. A lot of times we focus on what we do for God or do for others, but we rarely look at what Christ has done for us.
Right.
And I think that's really, you know, we can all focus on the Lord and receiving His love, like how you did, then you could have compassion for your dad, your mom. And I think that's a place where God can begin to restore relationships in families.
Tremendous hope in the midst of fragmented lives. But fragmented lives may be shattered by the hammer of betrayal or hypocrisy, but can be mended together with the love of Jesus Christ. Matt, we got a couple of minutes. Can you say a prayer as we close? Pray for our dear listener right now.
That would be my pleasure. Let's all bow our heads. Father God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you loved us enough to die for us, and you demonstrated everything that we've ever been searching for, all of that love, all of that affirmation, that approval in you. And that as we turn our lives over to you, you truly give us freedom where we're able to control our walk in relationship with you because of the fact that we've turned our lives over to you, not because we're bound by sin, not because we're bound by shame, but because we're bound to who you are. So Lord, we pray for those who are out there listening. We pray, God, for the hearts that they would be reconciled to you, that your heart of restoration would be made alive in each and every single one of us, that we would have continually the opportunity to grow closer to you. And as that happens, we'd be able to love you the way that you intended to and be able to love those around us as well. We thank you, Lord. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Matt, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us, brother.
My pleasure.
And to find out more about Matt Bolosan and his ministry, visit gbchawaii.org. That's gbchawaii.org. Well, Pastor Coach, thank you so much for being with us again. And
always enjoy every moment with you here, Danny. Awesome.
Yeah. And again, Matt, a big mahalo to you.
Thank you, Dr. Yamashiro, for having me. God bless everybody.
I hope you've been encouraged by the testimony of Matt Bolosan. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the Get to Know Jesus tab. And if you want to help us financially and join our financial support team, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the Partners tab. Ephesians 3:18 says, "May you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep this love is." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Matt Bolosan. Find out more at gbchawaii.org. Until next time, along with my co-host Alfredo Canencia and technical producer Leah Rodriguez, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll